Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring five Motown artists and their top three Billboard charted hits. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops, and Marvin Gaye. Next half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder and the Temptations. So keep it right here this next hour on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Inside.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Great Motown memory from Martha and the Vandellas. Their most popular song they ever had, Dancing in the Street, and then reached number 2 from 1964. Well, the second most popular song they had was Heatwave, number 4 from 1963, and the third most popular was Jimmy Mac, number 10 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring 5 Motown artists and their top 3 songs as charted on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up, the top 3 songs from the Four Tops, starting with Bernadette. Well, the Four Tops were products of Detroit's North End. Well, lead singer Levi Stubbs and first tenor Abdul Fakir sang together in a group while attending Pershing High School in Detroit. Well, tenor Payton would first double as the Tops' harmony arranger, and baritone Obie Benson attended Northern High School. A graduation party brought the two groups together in their teens. Well, Fakir recalled in a 1980 interview that we were just getting ready to finish high school. In that time of our lives in Detroit, singing in groups, that was the thing to do, as well as playing sports. So everyone was singing in different groups at that particular time. We were at a party, and the four of us were just kind of hanging together. And they wanted to hear some songs, the rest of the group in the party. So knowing everyone, we didn't feel like it was a big deal. We just got together and sang a tune or two. I think it was Money Honey or something like that. It sounded pretty good the way we did it. And we started a 40-year career. Well, here are the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Oh!
the biggest selling song from the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, and that reached number one from 1965. Before that, their only other number one, this time from 1966, Reach Out, I'll Be There. It was the second most popular song they had, and the third most popular song was Bernadette, number four from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists and their top three Motown hits. Well, we've already featured Martha and the Vandellas and the Four Tops. Well, the third artist this half hour with top three songs is Marvin Gaye. Well, Marvin was a very, very troubled artist at the Motown record label. He was much, much more than just another pretty voice. Although there's no denying that his voice was amongst the most beautiful and haunting to stroll down the Motown aisles. Well, he was a restless spirit, perpetually singing new musical horizons, and he was a reluctant sex symbol who made women salivate. Well, Marvin was a tortured figure, never content to follow one musical path for long. If he had his way, Marvin would have concentrated on crooning pop standards like Frank Sinatra or Nat King Cole. Well, fortunately, for the future of soul, his forays along those lines didn't sell, and he was kind of forced to be in the mainstream in the pop era. Well, he had his greatest success in the 1970s singing politically themed songs after he was allowed to be his own producer. Well, here is one of those songs, Got to Give It Up, the third most popular Marvin Gaye song, right here on Motown Memories. Yeah.
from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured three Motown artists, all with their top three tunes. Coming up to the next half hour, two more artists with their top three tunes, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.